Americans consume an estimated 14 billion hamburgers a year. That's one a week for every man, woman, and child in the country. Grilled, dressed up, smothered in fried onions, vegetarian. Americans love burgers. The origins of the hamburger say a lot about how we like to eat our food, fast and on the go. As part of the series Present at the Creation, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Louis' Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut has one specialty, the hamburger. Plain and simple. A sign on the wall says, take it my way, or no way at all. Another has a picture of a crossed-out ketchup bottle with the words, don't even ask. But none of this seems to matter here. People have been crowding into this tiny lunch spot for more than 100 years.
For here to go. For here. You said Birch?
Yeah.
First name?
Tom.
Thank you. Help you?
Cheeseburger, whatever thing.
We're here to go.
Legend has it that back in 1900, original owner Louis Lassen created the hamburger sandwich. A customer was in a hurry, and Lassen put a grilled beef patty between two slices of white bread so the man could eat on the run. Today, great-grandson Jeff Lassen still cooks the burgers pretty much the same way, starting with two balls of bright pink, freshly ground beef.
We put them together, throw a little salt and pepper on them, pat them down. And if the customer prefers onion, then we'll slice some onion, throw it right on the burger, and then into the fire.
The fire, that's in the same cast iron gas grills used by his great-grandfather. There's little sizzle because the burgers are cooked vertically in the upright grills and the fat drains to the bottom. Customers have a choice of tomatoes, onions, or cheese, but nothing else. Not even lettuce, says Jeff's father, 85-year-old Kenneth Lassen, because that would just make trouble.
The lettuce, to be good, has to be cold, and hamburgers have to be hot. It's a standoff. The lettuce either cools off the hamburger, or the hamburger warms up the lettuce. You're better off without it.
The elder Lassen says his grandfather did not invent the ground beef or Hamburg steak. That was probably brought to the United States in the early 1800s by German immigrants, who set sail from the city of Hamburg. But Lassen says his grandfather is responsible for that American spinoff, the hamburger sandwich. But Tom Duffy of Seymour, Wisconsin, says that just isn't true.
Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger hot, with an onion in the middle and a pickle on top.
Duffy says this is the chant used by the real inventor of the hamburger, Charles Negrin.
Makes your lips go flippity-flop. Come on over, try one order. Fried in butter, listen to it sputter.
Duffy says Negrin was a 15-year-old vendor at the local county fair in 1885. He quickly realized that fairgoers were far more interested in walking around than staying in one place to eat his meatballs.
He was a genius who realized he could create portable food. He squashed the meatball, added a lot of fried onions, put it between two pieces of bread, and we have the hamburger sandwich.
And you'd think Duffy would know. He's talking to us from the Hamburger Hall of Fame, right in downtown Seymour. This town isn't shy about its hamburger heritage. It holds an annual hamburger festival each August, complete with a ketchup slide. And last year, the town cooked an 8,266-pound hamburger for a title in the Guinness Book of World Records. But calling yourself home of the hamburger doesn't necessarily make it so. Some say the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair is where the hamburger really took off. But even with this story, the food fight continues. The family of vendor Fletcher Davis of Texas says his burgers were the big hit. But relatives of Frank Menchez, a vendor from Ohio, says he was also at the World's Fair, and he created the hamburger back in 1892. We may never know the truth, says Jeffrey Tennyson, author of Hamburger Heaven, The Illustrated History of the Hamburger. It's possible several people had the same idea around the same time. Tennyson says it was bound to happen at the turn of the century. There was a new breed of immigrant workers, short on time and money for lunch.
As the country grew, America on the run, the cities growing, people in automobiles, just the culture itself, it was the perfect culinary concoction. And, you know, the bottom line is it tasted pretty great as well.
Hot dogs were popular too, but they couldn't compete, especially with the creation of something else, the burger chain. In 1921, Walter Anderson and Billy Ingram made hamburger history by opening the first White Castle hamburger outlet in Wichita, Kansas.
And by 1930, there were 100 of them, and they pioneered the concept of standardized service.
And then there was Maurice and Richard McDonald. The McDonald brothers in 1948 opened an even newer kind of hamburger restaurant, low prices, a very short wait, and no more custom-made burgers. In 1954, they joined forces with businessman Ray Kroc.
This is going to be probably one of the most competitive businesses in the United States. It is going to be a real dog-eat-dog competition.
Kroc made a deal with the brothers to franchise their restaurants. A decade later, the company had 657 outlets. Two decades later, McDonald's had sold its 15th billion hamburger and was well on its way to becoming a global symbol of American culture. But as Kroc predicted, not without fierce competition, especially from the second and third largest chains, Burger King and Wendy's.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
But today, burgers aren't just about the beef. They've evolved to reflect every taste, from Cajun burgers to mango chutney burgers to, of course, the veggie burger. And then there's the quest for the perfect burger, something about which writers wax nostalgic these days in the pages of such publications as the New York Times and Gourmet magazine. For the hamburger, like many foods, feeds more than just the stomach. It can evoke memories of long, lazy summers, picnics in the backyard, and a slower past. Not at all what that first hamburger customer at Louis was probably looking for in 1900, when he just wanted to get his food and go.
I need 8 cheeseburgers, all with extra cheese.
Tomato onion on those?
Pam Fessler, NPR News, New Haven, Connecticut.